Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, good morning to Radio for Your Mind. And you know what? I think I'm a few minutes late, maybe one or two, and it's because I just had a wolf spider run across the actual kitchen floor. And when you live with a house full of women, they call you for the emergency thing. So I got to be the knight in the armor, and I got to come in there and kill the little fart. So, hey, sorry we are late, but you know what? That's what I love about running my own radio show, is I can be late, I can be on time, but at the end of the day, it's the content that matters most. And today, we are once again focused in on Chet Holmes' book, The Ultimate Sales Machine, How to Turbocharge Your Business with Relentless Focus on 12 Key Strategies. Now, here's the kicker. A lot of people will say, Troy, you know, you guys do all kinds of stuff. You use books from Tom Hopp, you use Joe Comm, you use Dondi Scamanchi, John Maxwell. How do you pick? And basically, we have two ways. One, we find a book that we like and we go buy it. But most of the time, we have authors will send us in their books. We review them, we look at them, we work with literary agents, the whole thing, but we want to see what's there. And when we believe that a book can revolutionize or change a person's life, either personally or in business, we do it. Chet Holmes' book is amazing. Chet's amazing. He's great at sales. He's worked with Anthony Robbins. He's worked with Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 50 companies for all I know. But this today is executing effective meetings, how to work together to improve every aspect of your company using workshop training. Now, this is a big one for me, because I hate unproductive meetings. I hate going to a meeting and it's just a lecture. And it's the same crap over and over because nothing's getting done. And I've been in positions where I've ran meetings. I've been in positions where I'm at meetings. I've been in positions where I've talked with people and we've collaborated on meetings. And if you're going to focus, whether you're a one-man distributor trying to just get started, trying to make sales, maybe you just opened up your own distributorship and you're going down to farmers. I don't care what it is. To run in a big division like Derek Brose over at Revolution ran with hundreds and thousands of employees, whatever the case is, I suggest you go to ChetHolmes.com and you buy this book because it is perfect. And when we're looking at meetings today, listen to what Chet says here. I think this is very powerful. The best way to build the ultimate sales machine and to keep it running as smoothly as possible is to hold regular, highly productive workshop-style meetings dedicated to improving every aspect of your business. Now, there's network marketing guys on here. There's brick-and-mortar folks on here. I mean, thank goodness we're in a bunch of countries now and people are listening. You can be a one-man shop. I've got an 8.5 by 11 notebook. I've got 3 by 5 cards, and I focus. I hold my own meetings. I go and I sit down with myself and I schedule out my week. I find, okay, when do I need to meet with Tom Hopp and go over our new book that we're writing? When do I need to meet with CEOs? What do I have scheduled? Okay, what do I need to be more productive myself? How can I increase, you know, our team and our exposure? It doesn't matter if you're one man or a big one. You can make this happen. But to do it right, you need to be consistent. And here's what Chet writes, and I like this. This constant attention is what I call the 3 P's. Now, here's what you got to cover in your meeting. Matter of fact, just write this down. Get a pen and paper real quick. I want you to write this down. You got to focus on planning, procedures, and policies. Now, I'm not a big guy on bureaucracy. I don't think you need a boatload of policies. You got to have focus. So you want planning, procedures, and policies. Once you have those down, you're going to start creating what he calls the USM, the ultimate sales machine. And folks, I'm going to tell you again, I don't care if you're selling the business opportunity or you're selling products, you're selling something. I understand that we build relationships, that's a must, but at the end of the day, you better be moving your product or your service to a user. Not just somebody that's there to make money in the comp plan, but to people that actually have fallen in love and want to use the services. You know, when I look around my household, I've got Watkins spices in my kitchen. You know, we don't build a Watkins team. We buy the products. I've got Primerica life insurance in half for 15, 16 years. My cousin, who's a top leader over there, happens to be my agent. You know, I look around my office and I drink Vima and I drink Revolution on a daily basis. I have body balance that I take for my internal, all network marketing. I'm not building any of those companies. My cell phone comes from GI Connect, you know, and I'm not building that business. We try to support the industry, and you're going to find out that there's a lot of people that want to support the industry if you will learn how to make a sale. That's the key. Chet writes this, whether you're a Fortune 500 company or haven't even hired your first employee or attracted your first distributor, you need to have the systems in place that would make hiring 50 people a week a breeze. Now, let's think about this for a second. Let's start at the top level, CEO, founder of a network marketing company. How cool would it be if you have everything in place, your customer service, distribution, your product line, your training, everything, to be able to attract in a soft launch 50 people a day? Let's not go a week. Let's go a day. How would that make you feel? And that's small. There's people that do hundreds of thousands. And then I see people fall flat on their face, can't get it right. But if you had everything, if you had your three P's in place to be able to do that, or maybe you're that company that's going to hit the billion-dollar mark and you're bringing in thousands of people a day, how would that make you feel? See, think about that for a second. What about the new distributor? How would you feel if you could attract 50 new people onto your team a week? Maybe not personally. Let's not talk personally. Maybe personally you're only doing five a week or maybe five a month. But you have everything in place not to just attract them, but to take it to the next level, to attract them and know that they can do the same thing because you've got your planning, your procedures, and your policies in place. See, too many times we think small. Here's what I hear. I hear such negative crap coming from companies sometimes. Here's what I hear. They have a screw-up, and you know what they say? Oh, we're a startup. We're going to have hiccups. Oh, we're a startup. We're going to have hiccups. Oh, you know, we're starting a new division. We're going to have hiccups. And then I turn around and I see companies that have all the redundancy in place, and they don't have any problems at all. You want to know the difference? One of them thought big. The other one just hyped it big, but they weren't planning on it. You got to have it in order, folks. There's no excuses for failure. There's no excuses for hiccups. There's no excuses for I gotchas. There's no excuses that are going to affect distributors in a negative way if you honestly are going to do and create an ultimate sales machine. And especially at the CEO level, at the founder and the CEO at the corporate level, your whole focus is to be on sales. You're selling the business opportunity. You're selling your product line. You're selling to venture capitalists. You're selling to founding distributors. And yet what I see is these companies that want to think like a small company. Every company started with one person. At least the vision came from one person. You don't focus on your hiccups. You focus on your growth. You focus on becoming that ultimate sales machine. Listen to what Chet writes here. This is what he calls the large company model. Large companies typically already have training and procedure manuals, but they don't always go deep enough. Far too much is left up to individual interpretation. For example, I've never seen a company short of those who have had my training that are as well planned or executed following up procedures after the sales call. I agree with that. Most distributors fail with the follow up. See, you get the manuals together, you're cranking it out, but yet it's not deep enough. That's crazy. See, when you look at that, it goes nuts. Here's what Michael Gerber said from The E-Myth. That is it essential that you schedule at least 1 hour a week to work on the three P's. In the words, and this is what Chet writes, in the words of my good friend Michael Gerber, this is working on the business, not just in the business. See, you have to be working on your business as well as working in the business, and this is what most people do not focus on, do not understand. At every level. We get caught up in this crap and we think it's going to be easy. We go to a sales seminar. We go to a training meeting and we get hired on, or we become an independent contractor for a company, and here's what we see. Well, man, those guys look good in their suits. She looks good in that hot little dress. They're making all this money. They said this easy to do. I can do this. You grab the manual. You never read it. You run out the door, and you get rejected. And then you never want to go back. You never want to train. The company doesn't have training. Attrition rates are going through the roof. And as soon as the hype is gone, the product doesn't sell, the company's out of business. You do not want that to happen. You want to hold these workshops. Workshops are an excellent method of focusing your mind and everyone else's on the solutions and implements within the organization. So you want to be able to improve it. You want to be able to implement those improvements. You want to be able to create the solutions. And when you're working together, instead of you just being the hot dog talking and everybody else is listening and going to sleep, then you've started to create something that takes it above and beyond where you're at today. Chet writes this about benefits of the meeting. Workshops help the company bond together as a team. Sure it does. When everybody's collaborating together, it becomes a tribe. It becomes a clan. Listen to me, folks. Maybe you're not into history. Maybe you're not into the Old West. Maybe you're not into ranchers and cowboys and all that. I am. And when cowboys hired on to the brand, it was family. They didn't work for the other rancher. They didn't work for any. They hired on to the brand. You want your employees to hire on at the brand, and why they're working with you or for you. You don't want them focused on multiple streams of income with all these other companies. You want them to understand you have everything that they need. To do that, you've got to create a workshop atmosphere, a team atmosphere. Often, this is what Chet writes, often if you ask six people the same question, you'll get six different answers. For example, if you ask six people, at many companies what's the most important strength of the company, product, or service, you will get six diverging answers. That's not a good thing. That means nobody's on the same page. Nobody's on the same focus. But when you get with workshops, you can unite the employees. You can unite the team. All of a sudden, everybody is together. Everybody's working. It's a workshop deal. There is no hot dog. There is no lone ranger. There is no stud man out there running the meeting. Everybody's collaborating together. Some of the greatest meetings I've had is when collaboration has come into play. Not when there's some lecture at the front of the classroom. That's probably why I burnt out and went in the Marine Corps. You've got to focus on this. Here's a little step-by-step guide that Chet puts. If your organization consists of fewer than 30 people, you can have the entire staff at a workshop. This isn't just an in-person workshop. This can be a webinar workshop. This can be, you know, in person. It can be on the telephone if you're not into the techie stuff. But it's all together. You work it out. If you're a one-man army, if you're just you, and even you've got a few people, but they're not buying into this thing, you need to hold a meeting with yourself every week. I usually do mine out at the beach or over at Harbor Docks. I've got my computer, I've got my little 3x5 my 3x5 cards, and I've got my notebook. And I'm focusing on this. What can I do to improve myself? What can I do to change? If you're doing it with a meeting, you go around the room and you ask everyone to give you three examples of how to improve whatever it is that you're working on. Whether you're improving a presentation, improving a product, improving the clothes. Remember, there's only four fundamentals that you've got to master in creating the ultimate sales machine. This is Troy Dooley talking, not Chet Holmes. You've got to teach your people how to prospect, present, close, and train. Prospect, present, close, and train. That's it. If you master those, the sky is the limit on where you're going to go. See, that's the kicker. Now, I want you to write some stuff down here. When you have these meetings, either personally with yourself or with your sales team, number one, you have to take action on the workshop ideas. That's important, folks. Chet writes it this way. As a result of your first workshop, you will have a list of things you need to work on to improve the business. when you focus on those, the business starts to grow. Each one of these items needs its own workshop to solve the problems or remove the obstacles. You look at the collaboration, you narrow it down, and I'd narrow it down to three or four things. And then you focus on those. You don't have lots of meetings. You focus on what's important. You get to the end result, and you move forward. Remember, it's about the three P's. And if you're focusing in on the three P's, planning, procedures, and policies, then you get it done. People are able to move forward. When you do that, sky's the limit. Now, you don't do this one time and blow it off. You're going to have continuing workshops. Your team will not mind showing up at a workshop training on the telephone, at a webinar, in person, if they quickly find out it's productive and they're listened to. Good friend of mine, we've been in business a decade, and we have had our own personal meetings. We've been in other people's meetings, and I remember not too long ago, three, 4 months, we had weekly meetings collaborating on a project that we were passionate about. Matter of fact, everybody in the workshop training was passionate about this, and we were moving forward, and we finally get down towards the end where we're ready to implement. And the CEO of the company said, "We're changing gears. This isn't important." Now, you talk about deflation. You don't want to do that if you're a CEO. When you have a meeting, when you have these workshops, you better make sure that you're putting the steps together. Now, when you're going to hold a workshop, here's what Chet writes this down, and I love this, okay? Because this is truly what it is you have to do, and there's about 10 things here that we're going to cover in the next 15 minutes. Listen, number one, write this stuff down, please. Appoint the person who's going to lead the team. Every meeting needs to have a leader. If we were having a convention or a conference, we'd call it the MC. But every meeting needs to have that lead person. Number two, and this is where in-person meetings or webinars come into play, because you want to have a whiteboard. You want to be able to write down stuff. And if you're just doing this on the telephone, then you want to make sure everybody has a pen and paper, because you want them to write it down. And everybody's gonna write something down. But the very first thing you're gonna ask is the focus question: what is something else that we can offer our clients, our customers, whatever, at the point of sale? Let's use information security for a second. This is something that I don't think I'll offend anybody with, because everybody knows I'm with the company, but we're no longer recruiting, no longer network marketing. It's a company called Invisys. They offer a high-end business compliance package that helps people out. Well, the question that you've got to ask if you're there is, hey, what other items can we offer? What other services can we offer when we present a company with our InfoSafe product? Well, it could be compliance training. It could be a personal services, whatever. This is what you want to do, okay? This is the way it is. Now, Chet writes this as a side note. Listen to this. In my experience of implementing this particular workshop, after we are done and have tested various offers, we have found out that one out of three people will buy something else if it's offered at the point of sale. The most expensive thing that you have to do today as a business is acquire new customers. But once those customers are in the door, anything else that you sell them increases the profit margins dramatically. Same thing rings true if you're a distributor. It's not about making a fast start bonus. It's not about just getting them on auto ship. It's about the upsell. What else can you do to help them out? See, it's not so much about selling as it is serving. And this is something that's important that you have to understand in sales. You are not there just to make money. You're there to build the relationship. You're there to continually service your customer or your client. Little company, brand new company in soft launch called Kivana, has this down to a science. Every 90 days for free, they send their customers and their distributors a free product that will help enhance what they're already taking from the company. It's a health and wellness company. What a magnificent idea. You give something to somebody, and now if you're in, if you're running a a boiler room operation, then you get your call center on the phone. You have them work with them. If you're a distributor, you know the company's doing this. Boom, you're calling. You're just downline. You're calling. Say, man, we need to. What do you think? How did it work with you? What's going on? Those are how you make this thing happen. Number three, you have to have the participants in the group write down on their own pad every idea that comes to them to help increase whatever you're doing at that meeting. Everybody has to be participating. Now, don't just have them write down right that second. Give them 3 or 4 minutes to do this. And you participate also. You write this stuff down. You focus in. Derek Brose over at Revolution is phenomenal at this. When he's got a decision to make, he calls his core team together and they brainstorm it. From master distributors to product lines to new product to changing the marketing, whatever the case is, they work together as a team. This is the cool thing about this. You actually increase the potential. When the Bible says where two or more are gathered, well, guess what? That's the same thing in reality here in business. Where two or more are gathered, the brains start to flow. Things start to happen. That's what's so cool about this. Number four, as the leader, whoever the leader is of the group, once everything's written down, you start going around and asking participants to give their ideas. Now, I would also suggest that you tell your participants, if you hear an idea that's already like yours, don't bring yours up again. Bring up something new. Bring up something fresh. We want as many ideas as we can get out here. It's that collective intelligence of the group that we want, and then we'll create that general consensus at the end. This is important. Listen, we do a lot of stuff on this radio show, but every now and then it's the nuts and bolts of the fundamentals that can kick your business into high gear. We're in the summertime. This is when people take their vacations and do anything. What happens if you stay laser focused? Your business might be just a little bit ahead. You can beat the competition by the time the fall runs around. Man, please engage in this stuff. Number five, prioritize. Once you've all voted on what's important, now prioritize it. Get it down. People's opinions will change as everything comes together, but you can focus on this. You can jumpstart it. You can make it happen. Best way to probably do that is as the leader of the group. As they give their choices of what they think is important, you put little hash marks beside it. So at the end of the time, you guys know what's there. You know how to do it. You've put it together. And at the end of the exercise, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have clear winners. You're going to know specifically where your priorities should lie. Maybe it's creating a new script. Maybe it's tweaking the script. Maybe it's tweaking the follow-up call, how to do that. Maybe it's what service or product do we want to try to upsell at the time? Whatever the case is. See, this is why network marketing companies never hit the magic number that they're going for of breaking that quarter of $1 million barrier, the half a billion dollar barrier, becoming $1 billion in annual sales. The reason that they don't beat that is because they do not implement enough training. They expect the field force to do it, or egos get in the way, which rightfully, I mean, that's just going to happen. And you have 14 or 15 different systems that all started out great, but instead of having one main focus, which is to make the sales, build the company, it's on selling more tools, selling more systems. The focus gets out of whack. You cannot allow that to happen. Systems are good. Tools are good. I'm not knocking that, but everything has to have a laser focus on the mission of the company. And if you cannot keep people focused on the mission of the company, they probably should not be in the company in the first place. Does not matter. Art Williams taught me that many, many years ago. You can be the top earner in the company. If you lose focus of where the company is going, you may have to be terminated. It's that plain and simple. Folks, there's so much that you can do. So much exciting stuff that's happening in your company, happening in your business, happening all over. If you will just focus in on it, that's the key. Number seven, now it's time to implement. You have to kick it into high gear. You have to implement this. Now, if you've taken those seven steps, and that's how you're going to run your meeting, And, you know, right off the bat, I've got these seven things that I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to run my meeting from A to Z. You know, going back to your three Ps. You know, you look at this and you say, okay, now we want to implement this new policy. We want to put it together. We want to make it happen. How do you do that? Especially in direct selling, in network marketing, in MLM, how do you take a ragtag army of volunteers, because we're all volunteers, because we don't make any money unless we make a sale. You don't get paid for recruiting, so you know you got to make a sale. So if you're all out there, how do you get everybody on the same team? Number one, this is how you implement what you as a collective team, the leadership team, just put together. Here's how you do it. Number one, you get everybody to feel the pain. Get everyone to feel the pain. Here's what Chet writes. To create real change in any organization, you have to help everyone, including yourself, to define, outline, and intensify the pain of not fixing the situation, the problem, the obstacle. See, when people start to think about their problems, they put themselves in a mood to learn. And that's the mood that you want them to be in to get profound results. People, this is psychology. My psychology's coming out now. Listen. People either are moving away from pain or they're moving towards pleasure. In the sales process, sales folks look at the pain more than they do the pleasure. So you have to look at this psyche, this mindset, and you have to create that feeling, that mood, that emotion of, oh, if we don't do this, the company may not make it. I may not make commissions. I may not be able to make it past my draw, whatever the case is. I may not get that recognition, that reward. I guarantee you people, well, I'm going to cover that in a minute. Listen to me closely. Number one, get everyone to feel the pain. See, you've got to look at the challenges that each one of them are facing. You've got to look at it, what the company is facing. You've got to be authentic and transparent. If you're in sales, the company itself should make sure that their sales folks know, look, we can make it through this economy. We can make it through this oil spill. We can make it through this heat wave, whatever it is. But to do it, this is what we have to do. And if we don't do this, folks, we will not make it. You have to be focused. You got to let them know that. See, that's the overall key to where you're going. Number two, we're not going to get through all these, but I'm going to share with you, you need to buy the book. Number two, hold a workshop shop to generate solutions. Number three, develop a conceptual solution or procedure. Number four, the leader or top talent personally perform the task. Five, set a deadline for testing the conceptual procedure. Number six, document step-by-step the process. Number seven, have a show-and-tell or a role-playing time. Number eight, have another workshop on how to improve. Number nine, monitor the procedure directly. And number 10, this is a big one, measure and reward the outcome. Folks, people will do more for recognition than money. This is a collaboration. You have to remember that. People want to work together. And when you reward them for the outcome, they will work for the brand, I'm telling you. And they will go above and beyond what's expected. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about becoming a brilliant strategist, how to get up to 9 times more impact from every move you make. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. And I'll see you back here tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind.